Yeah. Oh. good to be in the Lord's house today. These songs that we've sung, heaven seems real to me. You know, for those of us that have been saved by God's grace, what a true statement. It seems just so real to me this morning. All I know about it is what I've read out of God's Word. And I know there's going to be so much more than that. But the reality of heaven is so real because I know for assurance that one day I'm going to be there. Amen. I believe all these that were thinking about heaven being so real to them, I believe that they was looking at this last song, The Old Rugged Cross. I believe that old cross is what allowed each and every one of us to come to the realization and understanding that there is a heaven to gain. And it was through and by the suffering and the blood that was shed upon the cross of Calvary by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that hope is made real, and that knowing, that reality that heaven is going to be my home one day.
Amen.
It's a reality that can't nobody convince me otherwise. You know, if I had a salvation this morning that wasn't true, somebody might could talk me out of that, couldn't they? They might could convince me this morning that I don't have what it takes to get me to heaven, that I don't know what I'm talking about when I say that heaven is a reality to me. But I got something. I got proof. I got an assurance in my heart. I got to know that I know salvation that enables me to feel and know. Feel the words of these songs. Feel the Spirit of God that is with us and present this morning. I'm so thankful for that. Thankful for each and everybody that has come today. We've got a lot of visitors with us this morning. I thank you all for coming, and I sincerely hope you're made feel welcome. And I just hope that you know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, that you'll do what God instructs you to do, that you'll follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, just as I would advise everybody that's here this morning. This is the Lord's service. This ain't my service. This ain't your service. This is the Lord's service, and we need to follow and do what God would instruct us to do. If we have a song, if we have a testimony, whatever it might be, let's do those things that God would have us to do, and He'll be pleased with this service today. He'll be pleased with us that we followed Him in doing His will. God bless you this morning. We need to go to the Lord in prayer. I need your prayers this morning as I try to stand and bring forth His word, if it be His will this morning. But there may be something on someone's heart they'd like to say before we go to the Lord in prayer. Continue to remember Esmer as she's recovering. You know, I hope to see her back. I hope her to see able to be back in church with you on Sunday morning. Still praying to that effect. Someone else this morning. Amen. Amen. Someone else this morning.
Brother, I'm around 5 minutes. speak before you can understand it. I was outside Magellan High School from 10 o'clock at night yesterday to 6, Friday night to 6 in the morning, standing in line to get a free health card. And I would have the results of that is I got these brand new glasses that I can see to read the Bible with. I got the small glasses to work on computers, and I hope that God will be blessing me to get the job. And when He opens the door, I'm going to take it slow one day at a time. But God has already blessed me for the last 10 years. I've been getting Social Security disability. And every time I get the check, I thank the American government and Social Security God for providing for my life. But I'm true happy to be here. To be home with brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
It's good to have you back. We missed you.
Bless you. Someone else this morning.
Our son Gary had surgery Friday, kidney stone, got a blockage, and he's in a lot of pain. He has stones in both of his kidneys, and probably will have to have two more procedures for that. He has a problem with that off and on all the time, but this one, you know, has gotten worse. So I'd like y'all to please pray for me.
All right. Let's pray for her son. Someone else this morning. Let's remember her son and his test.
Brother Arnold, I thank the Lord for saving my soul this morning. And I thank everybody that's visiting with us today. And y'all so glad to set me in to us. But we thank you for that. Tuesday night, we had a women's fellowship. And Sister Sherry Anderson was our speaker.
We have so much food that we got to do more than that. We We're trying to do three. So I want to thank everybody that had a part to play in that. I greatly appreciate it. And I love all of y'all. I'm just thankful.
Bless you. Lord, and take a loaf of bread and three fishes and feed 10,000, gang. When the Lord's in it, little is much.
So. Brother Armour, if there is anybody else that has somebody that they would like for us to send a box to, we still have a substantial amount of food left.
All right. Appreciate this word. Someone else this morning. Pray for her brother-in-law. Pray for Ian. I want to see him back here in church. Pray that the Lord work it out somehow with his work that he can be here. Because I don't know where he stands. He needs to be saved if he's lost. If there's anybody that's here today and lost, I want you to be saved.
Amen.
I want you to know the Lord. I want you to be able to say those things about knowing that heaven is real to you. Amen. Having the reality and the understanding. Not from a carnal mind standpoint or a history or anything that I can read, but an understanding from a heart that the Lord speaks to me, an assurance and a peace that I know that I know. If you're here and lost today, today is a good day to be saved. It's a good day to be saved. Lord, on someone else's heart this morning. If not, I'll mention again, I asked the church this morning in Sunday school to remember my brother-in-law, his family. He lost his mother this week, and remember them and their loss. And we still have those that are sick in the church, still recovering from surgeries and different things that we need to continue to lift up, and we need to continue to pray for them that God would heal them and help them.
Yes.
Give them strength in whatever endeavor they try to do. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for our lost. And pray for me today when I stand. If it be the Lord's will. Nothing on anyone else's heart.
Bethany Church last week was vandalized and tore up pretty bad. Remember that church as they come back together?
Yeah, I spoke with my uncle this week. And they came in and they actually caught the kids that did it, and they set some flowers on fire up on the pulpit, and it smoked the ceiling, and it I guess what he told me, he figured they got scared because they tried to get the fire out and they tried to run whatever it was and throw it out the window that they broke out to get in. And they burnt the carpet, and they found what they tried to start the fire in down in the woods, and they throwed messed up one of the commodes in one of the bathrooms. But I mean, overall, it was minor. But we need to pray for them kids that did that. Hmm. Bible says it's a scary thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And it would scare me to death I was raised different. I was raised to know better. The Lord's house is a sacred and a precious thing. You don't tear it up. You don't destroy it. A lot of people in the world we live in today is not raised that way. They're not raised to care about anything or anybody but themselves. Have no respect for anything else. Many times not even any respect for themselves. We need to pray for them. Pray for them boys. I pray the Lord will get a hold of them and scare them to death and they'll get saved.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's what I pray. Because the fixing up of the church and the money, that don't amount to a hill of beans. Them boys' souls, that's what matters. Anything else on anyone's heart? This morning. Anyone else? I'd like to ask, we've got a lot of prayer requests this morning, a lot of things on the hearts of people that are here. I'd like to ask everyone if they would and can come beat an altar and let's have an altar prayer this morning. Just come and talk with the Lord. Let's just take this stuff to Him because He is able to handle anything that we ask. He's able to do anything we ask. So all that can and will, if nothing else on anyone's heart, listen to me here in the altar. Let's have a prayer.
Souls condition, Lord, we seek you you, Lord, this day to get saved, Lord. We just pray to the Father. For all the requests, Lord, this man, so many, dear God, those who are invited to the church, so receive, dear Lord, and we love your God. We ask, Lord, your hands and your blessings, dear God, and we pray, dear Lord, we ask the Lord always to send the Father.
Thank you.
every time I stand, I think about Brother Massey sitting up here. And when we sang this song, I could hear him so clear. He just thrilled his soul to sing this. And one of these days, I'm going to see Brother Massey.
Yes, sir. He's already seated in over here.
Third verse.
Voices
I'm thank the Lord to save my soul. Can be here this morning. We moved this area from Memphis. It's a big change for us. It's good to be in a church when you feel the Spirit. As John was praying for the church in Memphis, it's old class. It's just a few of us. It was hard to leave. But God's been good to us. We're getting ready to go to Texas this week. Bring your son back. He's moving to Nashville. May God pray for us and have a safe trip. Good to be here this morning. Love Brother Barry, Sister Tracy. Came to Memphis several times. Brother Barry preached for us. It's always good. Perhaps somebody from back home to come see us down there. Just enjoy being here this morning. We pray. If there's anybody who's lost today, that'd be safe.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate this word. Appreciate you, Brother Jones. Glad y'all come. I know you told me you was going to, but I've been looking for you. So good to have y'all today. Anyone else? Anyone else? You know, this is the Lord's service, and not too long ago, y'all heard me say I'd much rather have the Lord preaching than me.
And I want to say I thank the Lord for saving my son. I'd be amiss if I sat down and thanked him this morning for what he did for me when I was just a 7-year-old boy. I thank him for that. I thank him for all the souls that he has saved, and I thank him for allowing me to be here today. And once again, feel his spirit in our midst. That's a glorious feeling there at the time.
Amen.
The world is missing out on it.
Amen.
Being where God's Spirit is.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Barrett, I'm so too was for yes, but I thank you, my Lord, for saving my soul. And I just like to say that I don't know how much it would be time to catch up and go over histories of past mistakes and how God has blessed me and kept me through that. It was a great testimony. And perseverance. I need to thank God that every time I walked away from God, Jesus was there to bring me back, hook me back to the flock. And I beg and repented for all my sins. No, God has forgiven me. I just like to say before the church, if I have offended anyone, and you can't forgive me, please come to me. I'll do everything in my power to see that I've yes, God, that. Thank you.
God bless you.
With armor, oh, thank the Lord for saving my soul. When the brother stood up, I didn't know who he was. I do know. I've told you all, I got saved at Salem Missionary Baptist Church, and I didn't tell anybody. The next year, we went to revival. This man's daddy came to me. I didn't go to the altar for the first time. And I spent the night in his house, that night with his sister. The next night, his daddy gave an invitation to members of my support to tell the church that he's able. It's the first time I've ever been to church. I know Robert doesn't remember me being, but his daddy baptized me. Prayed up his head buried. And baby opened me. Thank the Lord for all of those memories today.
Someone else this morning. Someone else this morning.
Brother Armour, could we ask Dylan to do Wayward Stranger for us?
Absolutely.
beautiful. Thank God.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. But there's no trouble, toil, or danger in that great land to which I go. I'm going there to meet my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
Amen. Amen.
That put blessed assurance. That put blessed assurance.
Sure.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is
I'm trying to break the heart. I'm going to help you break.
Bless you. Bless you. Enjoy this. Good testimony.
Sorry, Jenny. I was a third of his age when I was saved on that altar. The last place I heard was Virginia's. And then I just went out, and all I heard was him. I want to thank God for saving me. I thank my mama for bringing me here. Why is the church? I know I haven't done what I should do.
Lord's answering prayers, ain't he? Someone else this morning. enjoyed this song. Something else on someone's heart.
I was trying to speak, she could hear me. Praise God, I know. The father's been staked over there in 1977, to my mom about 10 years ago. So all I have left is family of six brothers, and they're scattered out all over the country. And then none of them were in church. So I'll prepare this. I can be an influence of simply the black sheep of heaven. But I tell them that if I write letters, they believe that I forgive God, and they see what I do. They still take at least a year. They're always going to love me. Instead of being chased, take at least a year of improvement that I'll give myself to God, and I ask God to agree with me in prayer. God bless.
Bless you. Bless you. Someone else this morning. You know, I was going to read this morning out of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The heroes of faith. The demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord this morning is, it's obvious to me that through and by testimonies of salvation and things that if time goes on long enough, and we heard about a few that was mentioned this morning that has done gone on, and what effect they had on us. These heroes that spoke of here in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, Enoch and Moses and Abraham and Joseph and Rahab and all the different ones. You know, they're not put in here for anything but an example. I believe that through and by the testimonies and the things that's been done this morning, that we here this morning have been an example. And that one day, hopefully, somebody might look back upon us and see our lives as a testimony of someone that was a hero of faith.
Amen.
In this first verse it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the proving or the assurance of something hoped for. And I hope through and by my life that I have proved it to somebody. That I know the Lord. that when I talk about heavenly things, that I know just what I spoke of earlier. That I have an assurance that there's a reality that heaven's going to be my home. I hope they're able to know that and understand that. These Old Testament saints were those people. And you know, there's been a lot of people that give thanks to God this morning. Give thanks to Jesus. He's the one that, you know, we, every one of us that were saved, we had faith in Him. We trusted in Him. We were willing to give everything up. There were sacrifices made upon our part. The first one that's read about here in this 11th chapter was Abel. Offered up sacrifice to God. Each and every one of us that was saved by God's grace, we offered up a sacrifice to God. We got to the point in our lives where we were willing to give everything up. We was willing to turn everything over. That we was willing to do whatever it took that the Lord might save our soul, didn't we? This morning, if there's anybody that's here and lost, the work is finished. Jesus died on the cross to save
you from your sins, that you might believe and have faith in that finished work, in the work that He did for you, paying a sin debt that you could not pay, that none of us could have paid, doing something that we couldn't do because He loved us. He loved us that much. If you're here and lost this morning, know faith is a part of it. You got to believe. You got to believe and trust with all your heart that Jesus died for you. He died for your sins. It's got to be personal. You got to know that without a shadow of a doubt. When you get to the end, if you're like me, when you get to the end of everything that you've done, and when I was lost, I come to the very end of everything that I could do. I tried everything that I could do. It didn't make any difference. You know, I was on top of the altar, under the altar, under that altar, you know, doing whatever I thought that I could do that I might be saved. But it didn't work. When I got to the very end of that and I turned everything over to God and I had true faith from the heart, it's when the Lord gave me peace. That's when He allowed me to know and understand what faith was, what that substance was, what that assurance, what that hope is. Each and every one that stood this morning with a testimony of salvation this morning has stood with a hope and an assurance of that heaven is going to be their home.
Amen.
And I don't want anybody that's here today to die and go to a devil's hell. They need to have that assurance. They need to have that hope. I hope that through the testimony of the saints that's been delivered today, that if there's anybody that here that is lost, that you will realize that there is something different. There's something more than a head salvation or a word salvation. But there's a spiritual salvation. I pray that today that your eyes would be open and that you would see it or look for it. The Bible says the Lord is nigh to those that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You got to be seeking. You need to be seeking. If you're here and lost today, you got to seek the Lord. You got to trust in Him. You got to have faith in Him that He can save you. We've sung a lot of songs this morning about heaven, but it ain't going to do you a hill of beans good if you don't seek the one that can get you there. It ain't going to do you any good. You can sing about heavenly songs until you die, but without hope and assurance in your heart, without knowing that you know, so they believed, and it was counted to them as righteousness.
Yes, sir.
They believed, and that righteousness was imputed into their heart. They trusted in the Lord, and they was looking ahead to a Messiah to come. We're looking back. The only difference. And I truly believe we've got a lot more information and a lot more knowledge than they did. But I believe when I go to heaven that I'll see each and every one of these that I've read or that's read out of this book.
Amen.
Every one of them. Is that? I believe they got that same, they had that same hope. They had that same faith that I had, that was given to me when the Lord saved my soul. May God bless you this morning. I just felt I need to say that. I know the Lord done a fabulous job of conducting this service this morning, and I thank God for His presence. Well, truly, I'm thankful this morning. He may not be finished with us. I don't know. I said the last time that I was going to let you know that if you ever thought that I preached long last time we had a testifying service, it went a whole lot longer. The Lord preached a whole lot longer than I ever did. So, when the Lord's finished with us, He'll be finished with us. And that'll be fine with me, whenever it might be. But anything else on anyone's heart?
I've no ideas for the week. Nothing easy.
All right. Been requested. We sing Days of the Week song.
Glory, glory, somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Oh, it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Monday, somebody.
Somebody touched me. It was on a great day.
Amen.
Amen.
If you wasn't able to stand up in that singing, I hope before this day's over. I hope before this day's over that you'll be able to have a time and a place where the Lord has saved yourself.
Amen.
Anything else on anyone's heart?
Brother Armour and mine was August the 1st, 1951, Wednesday night. Been a long time. Gets better every day.
Amen. Bless you. Someone else?
Pray for a future. Pray for God.
Brother Armour, mine was June 2nd, Saturday morning. 9:30 in the morning, 1982. And I thank you so much for that. I have three little precious souls that I attempt to teach on Sunday. And they are very, very bright. All three of them are very, very bright. And pray for me as a Sunday school teacher that in some way I can lead them to the Lord. And that God give me the right words. Pray for their precious souls.
Lord help. Lord help. Someone else this morning.
I'm just so full of the presence of God. And I just miss your folks. I'm so loved. I'm so grateful to be back. As I say, the last week of July, the last Sunday of July, see, back with Patrick Zola, 1968. And I walked away from him. Jesus never gave up on me. And thank you.
Let me
share.
This year. Someone else this morning. I can't put a date on mine, but I sure can put a spot.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know the day. I don't know what particular day it was, but I can put it on the spot. I can walk you right back to the very spot. I believe I can take you within that close where the Lord saved my soul.
Praise God.
See, when you get true salvation, you got something that you can know and that you can remember. I'm dumb as a box of rocks. My memory's just as bad. That's something that has never, ever slipped my mind.
Amen.
I might not be able to tell you what happened yesterday, but I can go back to that spot when I was a young boy, right there on that corner street at Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church, where he saved my soul. It'll take you right back there to it, and it's just as clear and fresh today as it was back then.
Amen.
Now that's something that you know that you know. You got to know. You got to know. There's anybody here that don't know that. You have to know. And it's that clear. It's that clear. Anyone else this morning? Lord's finished with us, and I'm finished too. It's been mentioned that Brother Bert said his voice is a little puny as far as singing goes, and he recommended that we might want to go support Brother Dylan tonight. He's going to be preaching Gateway. What time did it start?
6 o'clock.
Brother Dylan's going to be preaching at Gateway tonight at 6 o'clock. It's been suggested that we dismiss services and go support Brother Dylan. Put it out before the church if there's any objections or what anybody thinks about it.
I just like to make a request. I would love to go visit Gateway, but I don't have transportation. If someone knew they could swing by the church here, tell me what time to be standing on the front steps, I would be there. But I live out in the country, and I'm having to get there. But
I believe we might be able to work something out.
Appreciate it. Let me know. Praise God.
All right. Thank you. All right with everybody that we just missed services? And we're dismissing tonight to go support Brother Dylan. We ain't dismissing to stay at home and watch TV. So, I guess that's what we'll do.
Most of y'all know he had some sort of spell last August. Well, he repeated that spell again Tuesday night. We don't really know what it is. They tell us that his brain is fine and he's not having any form of seizures but it's unexplained. They think it might be a form of migraines. People have migraines in different ways, and this could be Dylan's way of doing it. We don't know. And so we ask you to pray for him. They may never know. Our bodies do weird things, but if you'll pray for him, but most of all, if you'll pray for his walk with the Lord, and, you know, I listen to what Lori says, and you know, Billy and I got away from church for a long time, and we all fight the same devil, and he's mighty. But our Lord is much more mighty.
Amen.
We just need to keep him in front of us and follow him along. But please pray for Billy tonight. He's reached out to several of his friends, and, you know, they may not even come. We don't know, but please pray for him.
All right. Let's pray. Brother Dylan tonight. Anyone else? I do have something that says, Dear brothers and sisters, Harvest Missionary Baptist Church will be hosting the 4th annual Old-Fashioned Gospel Hour Singing Benefit on March 19, 2011, beginning at 1 o'clock to raise funds for the Old-Fashioned Gospel Hour. The singing will be in the auditorium of the Trousell County High School, located approximately 1 mile west of Hartsville. And the groups scheduled to appear are Kim Rush, Zach West, and Joe Carter from Middle Tennessee, Victory Men's Quartet from Hendersonville, Tennessee, Victory Women's Group, may sing but not confirm, the Spurgeon family from Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee. So I'll set that out back for him, one that would like more information about it, some more things on it, but... For anybody that would like to support that. Anything else on anyone's heart?
I said so.
If not, I'll stand it. We'll be dismissed. Again, we thank our visitors for being with us today. And I want to invite you to come back whenever you can. Brother Quinn, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer?
Thank you.
Charlotte, and my brother, go away to Free Story. She might be with you. She might be holding the devil and bring it up. Thank you, God, for salvation, for everything, Lord, for our portion and every way. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen.